primera era allá para atrás.
Para allá para atrás. Era como una, como L que tenían
más
allí,
¿verdad? Tres casas que había ahí.
O más tres casas.
Sí, era donde vivía Rosalío Melitón, Pepa, la mamá de José, nosotros.
Originally, there was only three houses there on the ranch, and then they started adding.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you can see, this is the top house.
Yeah, that was the last house we lived at.
And then...
There's a palm tree, that's what we lived at. I remember that.
But Tony said the houses used to be in a U around like that.
Yeah. Tenían las casas aquí para atrás, ¿verdad?
Sí.
Yeah, there's one of the old palm trees. Mm-hmm. I remember when the house was back there.
So there used to be just three houses there in 1925, just three.
Más había tres casas.
And then gradually more were built.
Después le hicieron, al que le hicieron fue un anciano.
¿Y dónde trabajaba él?
Era el jardinero.
Oh, there was the gardener.
Yes.
They built him a house, and then after that they started adding.
Who was the gardener?
¿Cómo se llama? ¿Don Anciano?
Don Anciano Urrea.
Don Anciano Rea.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's the garden man. Long time. He went to Mexico. Yeah. When he come back, I worked a little bit over there in Arizona. And then, Arizona is on the Fresno. That's what he died over there. In the Fresno.
Yeah, was he the one that I heard a story about somebody shot his wife's lover, and then my grandfather put them both on a truck and sent them out of the state so he wouldn't get arrested.
Que la esposa de él tenía un novio y lo mataron, o...
Oh, no. El que mataron fue el suegro de Don Anciano, mató uno. Allá
el suegro viene siendo que
el papá de María.
Oh, el papá de ella. The father of his wife killed
him. Y después dijeron que a Don Anciano le echaron una culpa y él estuvo preso.
And then they
y Mr. Vigil lo sacó.
Oh, and then they gave Don Anciano
the father of his wife.
Right, killed a man.
But
he says he's not sure what his position was. He might have been, you know. And they put the blame on her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And Anciano. And
who did? Who, the police?
The father. His own father. Put the blame on his son.
The father of his wife killed someone. But
era el papá de la mujer? Oh, okay. The father-in-law was the one that put the blame on him. Yeah. ¿Y fueron a cárcel?
Sí, decían que lo había matado, pero quién sabe.
Pero ¿cómo el patrón, cómo los mandó de fuera de la estafa, que no los mandaron a la cárcel?
No, se estuvo en la cárcel.
¿Se lo llevaron a la cárcel?
A Don Anciano. Y el patrón lo sacó.
¿Y después?
El que se fue el papá de ella. Por allá estuvo en Arizona.
¿Y pero Don Anciano vino para atrás al rancho?
Sí, al rancho estuvo trabajando después.
Oh, okay. The father-in-law was the one that put the blame on him.
Was the father-in-law guilty of the killing?
Yes. Later, Don Anciano was in jail, and your grandfather had him taken out when they found out he wasn't. He came back to work on the ranch, but the father-in-law left the state.
Oh, golly. Pauline told me also that around in 1933, somebody on the hill there shot himself, and the wife came up to Paul DeGrange and asked for help. And does Jesus remember?
En 1933, alguien se mató ahí en el rancho. ¿No te acuerdas que alguien se mató y la esposa fue allá con el mayordomo preguntando que quería ayuda? ¿O tú no te acuerdas de lo? He says he doesn't remember anything like that.
Yeah.
Se mató ahí en el rancho una vez con un aeroplano.
¿Qué año fue?
Pues todavía yo no venía de allá.
Oh, okay. No, ella dice que alguien le había dicho que se había matado ahí en el rancho. Entonces, She doesn't recall anything like that at all.
Jesus worked in the garden. When did he start working in the garden?
¿Tú trabajabas ahí en el jardín? ¿O
yo trabajaba en toda la yarda?
En toda la yarda. When you worked on the ranch, he helped in every, in all the parts of the ranch.
I see.
And he would, but he would help out in the garden too, as well as doing other parts.
I see. So he went everywhere, wherever it was needed.
Wherever
it
was needed.
Broken pipe or something, you want to fix them up.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're going over there, he's standing someplace, near somebody needing some help.
Yeah, jack of all trades.
Yeah, that's just about what it was.
How many tenants were living on the ranch when you first came?
Cuando llegaste allá al rancho, ¿cuánta gente vivía ahí? ¿Cuántas familias? You mean families?
Yes, tenant farming families who were leasing land for my grandfather.
Bueno, ¿cuántas familias rentaban la...
¿Los malos dineros?
La tierra alrededor del rancho. Tú sabes, como los belchis que trabajaban ahí.
Estaba el belchis, los dos.
¿Cómo cuántas familias eran las...?
Ahí en el rancho no vivía nadie.
No, pero yo digo, ¿cuánta gente rentaban la tierra del patrón?
Ese era el Pico Valenzuela, el Oscar... Leno.
How was
about five families.
Five families.
Pero estaban los filipinos, los japoneses que tenían rentado ahí también.
Oh, and then he said there was Filipinos and Japanese that had the other section too.
Oh.
He doesn't recall how many there was.
Yeah.
Sí, siempre había mucha gente que trabajaba ahí. Cuando come, no, de no eran japoneses. Also the Japanese coming, the Filipinos.
Mm-hmm. Yes. After the Japanese, the Filipinos came. Yes. Do you remember how many acres each one had?
No, pues ellos tenían mucho, yo no.
It was hard to tell.
Yeah. Conocía todos los potreros ahí, todos los que tenían cada quien, pero yo no.
He knew where the more or less the boundaries were, but he says he doesn't remember how many acres each one had.
Yeah. What kinds of things, what crops were grown on the ranch?
¿Qué era lo que, you mean the people that leased those?
The people at least, and also my grandfather, and the stuff that he irrigated, all the crops that were grown.
Todo lo que crecían ahí en el rancho, en la tierra rentada y ahí en el rancho que tenía patrón.
Creo que
que sean que
los filipinos lo mandaban para la marqueta,
toda la verdura, toda
la verdura y, toda.
¿Y los belches
como el grano era una parte para el patrón, otra para ellos, y el zacate también la mitad para el patrón y la mitad para ellos.
The Filipinos grew vegetables which they sent of course to market, you know. Mm-hmm. And they had a certain amount of what would go up to the ranch, you know, like for the daily meals.
Would that be some kind of arrangement that they would take those up to the ranch?
Well, I remember we used to go down there sometimes and get a crate of cabbage or something that they would want us to go up and get, you know. And I'm sure that before they did the same thing. And then the Belgium, the wine and all that, and the Portuguese, they were
How does this
know that it wasn't a happy crop? Because to la mitad de la, lo que hacían, lo que decían, era la, la mitad de la renta, o no te acuerdas si tú ya lo que pagaban extra, o no pagaban. They paid and was down. Like sometimes the coho ranch needed more hay or grain oil, he would restrict their gamma to buy the other half of what they had instead of them selling it somewhere else. But their agreement, my boss said, was that the yield would be half. That was their payment for the land.
Did Mrs. hear them say that, or is that? Because I've heard different things about that. I've heard quarter crop rental, I've heard third of a crop rental, I've heard, now I've heard half a crop rental. What I'm trying to get at is, how did you know it was half the crop rental,
okay,
quarter crop?
Okay, varias personas que le han hablado a ella le han dicho que ellos daban un tercero, otros dicen que era un cuarto. Each crop was a little different, but mainly depending on like the bean crop was like one third, but mainly like hay and grain was one half.
Okay, what about sugar beets?
La azúcar, la pieces, el camote. Al patrón les demandaba un cheque y a ellos. What kind of agreement they had on that, he says he doesn't know, because the sugar beet would be sent to the factory and your grandfather would give a check from the company and each farmer would get a certain portion, so he doesn't know how that was.
You said the factory was in Santa Ana. I thought it was in Los Alamitos.
In Los Alamitos or Santa Ana? Oh, originally it was in Los Alamitos. When he went there that year, he said that was the last year that the factory was there. Then it was sent to Los Alamitos.
So then, what he's saying is that with each crop, it was a different arrangement.
Yeah, like you said, maybe you could have equal, you can have four and the alfalfa. Depending on what. They said each one was just a little different, but the major portion is going to be a half. But again, it depends on that.
And would this include the vegetables too, like cabbage and celery and.
They paid rent.
Yeah. Now that those vegetable farms, were they south of 7th Street? Were they below 7th Street?
Era
truck farms.
Era al sur. La calle 7 era al sur, ¿verdad? It was on the south side of 7th Street.
South. And those were the ones that paid rent.
Yes,
those
were the ones that paid rent.
How then, you mentioned going down there with a crate. What was the arrangement? They would supply vegetables to the ranch workers?
Igual cuando mandaban a veces a José iba allá a agarrar verduras, a ellos no pagaban. ¿Verdad? Para el rancho, eso es cuando iban a veces a agarrar una caja de lo que era. Yeah, no, that was an arrangement. They could go down and get whatever they needed for the day.
So then they paid rent plus.
Yeah, but it wasn't, they weren't going over there daily, crates and crates. Like they'd go maybe once a week to get something, a one particular thing. been quite lucky.
Did your family ever have vegetables from these farms?
Yeah, my dad did as well. And he would go there a lot of times and say, you know, take this, take that. I remember many times as a kid going down there with my father, and they'd tell my dad, you help yourself. We'd get out there, make little bundles of radishes, you know, and celery and tomatoes. Pick, you know, what you do.
Catalina said that they called him Papa Chuchi.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he did so many favors, fixing the plumbing and the electricity.
Yeah, that's why my father used to go down and help them off a lot.
Like, what kinds of things would he do?
Okay, the first one is, ayudaba a todo el mundo, los chicos que querían ellos mucho. Después, cosas les ayudaba a las casas o...
Yo les ayudaba a comprar alguna pipa. Bienvenida.
Anything that they needed for
material,
he'd go over and help them with whatever, you know, like farmer, whatever it was always saying, you know, go over and help them. He had a good relationship there with the Filipinos
and the Filipinos.
The Japanese spoke a little Spanish, but very bad. But my father acted like an interpreter.
What does he remember about in World War II when all the Japanese were put in?
He doesn't know how they left or what, but at night they were taken away during the night. I remember my father saying that he had a lot of friends, and they really felt bad because they were taken away at night. They went around gathering everything from the home. ¿Ustedes, los de ahí en el rancho, los trabajadores? Well, Mr. Bixby made more to go down and clear out the houses. Y no los ponían en la... They gathered everything up.
Now, first of all, who came
to drop? ¿Quién era lo que se lo llevaron a los tropas americanas, a los soldados? ¿No? Well, I don't. He didn't know. Somebody probably did know.
Government officials, and they were just taken out of their homes.
And he says, a couple days later, he gave orders for the workers to go over and gather everything up and store it in one house.
All their belongings.
Y después de cuánto tiempo lo metieron? Sure. Sure. Short period after that. Everything was sold.
¿Cómo
lo pusieron en venta? Se lo vendieron a la gente que trabajaba ahí.
Sí, venta y vendiendo tractores.
O, like tractors, farm equipment, and all that, were put up for sale.
But they had all their furniture and all their personal belongings, and then Mr. Bixby had you all gather them up.
Todo lo pusieron en una caja y cómo dejó que la gente en el rancho comprara muebles y cosas así.
Sí.
like the appliances, the employee there had the first pick, like the Hawks, the Buffon, the Patriots.
Well, Mr. Bixby bought him the refrigerator. He told my father, he said, if you'd like that refrigerator, my father said, yeah, but he couldn't afford it. He said, don't worry. He said, it's yours. And then the furniture and all that was all sold.
Shortly after.
He says he doesn't recall about approximately how long, but he says it could have been a couple of months after that the things were stored, I guess, to see what was going to happen. He says, then everything was sold. ¿Qué no muere que teníamos en la en el comedor? ¿Qué no era de los japoneses también?
No, es lo que estaba colorado.
¿Pero no tenían muebles ustedes que habían comprado?
Pues yo no estoy pidiendo el compré.
He bought a dining room set, but he thinks that it came from there, but he bought it from one of the other workers. He thinks that it was one of the original dining room sets that they.
So then it seemed that Mr. Bixby waited a couple of months to see if these people would come back.
Right, or to see what was going to happen.
Did any of them, does Jesus remember any of them trying to come back after the war was over or after they were released from the camps?
Cuando se les dieron a los campos, no te acuerdas tú de uno de los japoneses, después de la guerra que quisieron venir para atrás a por sus cosas o contacto con el patrón.
Kawanami de los queridos.
Kawanami? It was a Mr. Kawanami. He was the only one he remembers from that after the war.
What?
He had a son who was in the U.S. Army. ¿Estuvo en un campo él o se fue para Japón?
No, estuvo en el campo de niños pies.
¿Y lo dejaron salir? Y luego después.
Por el hijo.
Por el hijo, y después, ¿qué pasó con él?
Japón, pero volvió de
nuevo. Mr. Kawanami was released from one of the camps, but 2 weeks after, because he had a son who was in the service. He later came back to the ranch just to say hello. And he left for Japan. After the war, he came back. ¿Tú después no lo viste?
Sí, vivía.
Buena Park?
Sí.
He says that the last he heard, he was living here in Buena Park.
Oh, he gave up farming, or he still farming?
Probably, my father's. He had a floor shop.
I see.
And he says he doesn't really know whether he's still alive or not. ¿Cuántos años pasó usted en la última vez que se escuchó de él?
Does Jesus remember what year they were taken in the time?
¿No te acuerdas cuándo era cuando se lo llevaron los japoneses en la noche? ¿Era en el año de la guerra?
Sí, fue el día 7 y 8, como era la misma noche que declararon la guerra.
He says he remembers on the radio, declaring the war. He says on that night, he says the next day when they were gone. So that's how fast they took them.
He heard the declaration of war. So all I'd have to do is to find out that day.
That
when
day was,
we declared
well, Pearl Harbor was bombed on the 7th. Mm-hmm. Didn't they declare war on the following day?
I could check that. And then the next morning.
The next morning, he says they were gone. I love the snow ski. And I go up to Lake Tahoe quite a bit. We come down 395, and there's that Manzanar.
Yeah.
And it was really funny. We were driving along, and I saw that sign in Manzanar. And then I saw a program on TV on that. That's a really sad story. Yeah. Very sad.
Very black mark.
Because, right.
Yeah. What I want to ask him about religion. How were you a religious family?
Well, we're Catholics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I know many Catholics, though. So.
Yeah, we were very, very, we used to go to Mass every Sunday. I remember the, ¿cuándo dónde era ir a la iglesia? En los Alamitos.
Saint Isidore, eh?
Saint Isidore.
Every Sunday you go to church, and then what would you do after church?
Después de misa. I used to go visit my grandma, my mom's mother, in Santa Ana.
Who was that?
Well, because he had to be back to work in the afternoon to keep the horse and everything.
Oh.
¿Y cómo se llamaba? ¿Cómo se llamaba mi abuelita, la mamá de mi mamá? Josefa. Josefa was my mother's mother, my papá.
Victoriana. Did you remember your grandparents
much? No.
Did they come and visit you?
I don't remember them at all.
I'm not upset. Mom's not really fine. So then you would go to church and then you'd go maybe visit somebody and then come back?
Yeah. And I remember my mother had a sister who lived in Santa Ana. We used to go visit quite a bit. Mm-hmm. A lot.
So you come back in the afternoon so her sister could go back to work. Does he feel he was paid fairly for his work?
¿Crees tú que te pagaban por lo que hacías ahí bien en el rancho? ¿Crees que te pagaban por lo que hacías ahí? ¿Era menos o...? Pero en ese tiempo era el... Pero en ese tiempo las cosas no costaban casi nada, tampoco, ¿verdad? At that time, he felt that it was okay because the prices of the things were not that expensive.
Pero ganaba como 10 o 15 pesos más que todos.
But he used to give it a little bit more money because he used to work with some, a lot of them too. He didn't want to work on some.
Was he ever given a raise?
Y te dieron el sueldo, te dieron más el sueldo después por lo que hacías allí.
Sí,
se me raised the salary little by little.
How did you feel about unions on labor?
Y bueno, pues ahí en el rancho no tenían uniones, ¿verdad? Quería saber lo que pensabas tú de las uniones ahora en el trabajo, en el rancho, en el trabajo.
Las uniones es una vida.
Pero ahora, porque tú sabes, ahora las uniones pagan más y dan más cosas para los hospitales y todas las comunidades y todo. And he said, at that time, he said there was no unions on ranches. He said, so he really doesn't know where they're being. The bridge from all people of the public were. So the child is out of the field or anything. I'm sure they are good for him.
You know, well, that's a
good
thing.
De huelga de unión de todo qué año fue. Said there was a big union strike about 1929. He says when they were trying to unionize the ranch, there were people coming in.
How can you tell you about that?
The first cuando que gente venía
si quieren a poner la unión en el rancho allí.
No.
Pero a la gente, a los otros, que tenían renta alrededor. La gente iba a los poteros. The strikers would go out in the fields trying to get, mainly he said they didn't bother the ranch itself. He says they didn't go up there. He says they were bothering the people who leased the land. And were, the tenants, and they were trying to keep them from working, trying to unionize them. They used to go help the Filipinos because of people out there in the field trying to. They used to go help them.
I mean, the workers of.
Your grandfathers on the ranch used to go and help them cut the vegetables and pack them because they were getting behind the work. And as soon as they found out they were from the big ranch, they didn't bother them at all.
Oh my, I wonder why.
Era porque el patrón era muy fuerte o. Oh, Mr. Richie was paying them more than what the union wanted to pay them. That's why they didn't bother.
The union was trying to get the tenants to strike.
Right, was trying to unionize them.
Yeah. And
they're trying to interfere with their daily work.
Yeah, that was me.